Fire extinguisher!
What's happening?
All systems failing, engine one down, engine two, thrust reversers, everything.
But the rental company guy said this ship was in tip-top condition.
Yeah, well, he lied. We're losing altitude.
What can we do?
Emergency landing.
But the guidelines?
Whatever happens, we're about to tumble out of the sky. Now we can either pitch into the sea, crash into a mountain, or find a safe spot to touch down. Which would you rather?
Safe spot?
Good. I have an idea. We aim for that region west of the lakes. Are the air brakes working?
I think so.
Then deploy them.
Is the tank pumping?
Don't say. This is it.
Brace for impact. I don't think we're getting the deposit back.
No.
Can we fix it?
Even if we have the spare parts and the tools, look at it.
Then it's hopeless.
Not quite. We're only a few miles from the last known location of the Golden Bough. A survey ship. Landed here 40 years ago. The pilot sent a report saying he'd landed, and that was the last anyone heard from him.
Well, that's reassuring.
But his ship could still be here. And if it is...
It still might fly.
Exactly. This way. What? It's gone.
Are you sure we're in the right place?
Definitely. Now look around you. This is the perfect spot to make a safe landing. It's just not here.
Could the Dravins have taken it?
Possibly. Not that they'd know what to do with it. They're primitive species, the Dravins.
Aren't we meant to say developing?
Well, a few centuries from now, they'll be travelling out into the cosmos, creating clone armies. But right now, it's all very basic. Steam-powered machines, no telecommunications. The most advanced weapon is a clockwork rifle that fires shockwaves.
You were saying... Hands in the air, downlander scum!
We can explain everything!
Airship. Classic.
Like I said, everything is still very old school here.
The view's making me dizzy.
Yes, quite something, isn't it?
How does a planet like this even exist? I mean, it's shaped like a donut.
We prefer to say torus-shaped. But to answer your question, we're really not sure. It has a weird tilted orbit. One side in permanent darkness, bizarre gravity fields, huge mountain ranges along its inner and outer edges. It's a one-off, which is why we weren't supposed to make contact.
What do you think the Dravins will do to us?
I don't know. Excuse me. Excuse me. Yes. Hi. I was just wondering, what happens to us when we get to the city?
You must appear before the High Priestess.
Sounds fancy.
She will decide whether you live or die.
Great. Glad we asked. Can't wait to find out.
Looks like we won't have to wait long. I think we've reached the city.
Way.
These handcuffs are a bit tight.
Perhaps I could loosen them.
Leave it, Zabel.
Sorry, Captain.
How is all this really necessary?
Of course, you are downlander spies.
But we don't even know what a downlander is.
Nice try.
Okay, look, for the sake of argument, how would you describe a downlander to a small child?
They live in the downlands of Drava.
The lands of perpetual shade.
You mean the dark side of this planet?
Exactly.
But that's impossible.
Tell that to the High Priestess. Hail Shekinah, High Priestess of the Uplands, Matriarch of Drava. Redeemer of the Great Mountain, Flower of All...
Thank you, Captain.
We have the prisoners, Your Beneficence.
Bring them closer. Where were they found?
In the forests of Garzel.
Downlanders?
We believe so.
Oh, listen, there's a perfectly simple explanation for all of...
Silence! You, girl, step forward. Let me get a better look at you.
Best do as she says.
Okay.
What is your name?
Ruth. Did I say something?
Ruth?
Yeah?
Is it possible, Your Beneficence?
I'm sorry, what am I missing here?
Follow me.
Do you know what's going on?
Not a clue. Our holiest text prophesied your return.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Just go with it.
What's easy for you to say?
Look.
Whoa, that's...
I mean, that does look a bit like you.
You think?
It is you. Your Majesty.
Who are you talking about?
You, of course. Ruth, Empress of Drava.
This is bonkers.
Just a bit.
I mean, Empress of Drava.
Look, at least it buys us a little time. You can be the chosen one, and I can find out if there's another way off this space donut.
What if they expect me to have magical powers?
No one mentioned magical powers.
They think I came back from the dead.
Relax. If they want magic tricks, we're bound to have something that'll impress them. Good grief, I have camping equipment that would blow their minds.
How? I mean, what are the odds of us rocking up on a planet that once had an empress called Ruth who looked a bit like me?
Infinite universe, countless civilizations. Yeah, slim, I suppose, but not impossible.
I mean, that sculpture.
Bas relief.
That bas relief. It did look like me, I guess, but you don't think...
What?
Well, this place is very blonde. Someone like me shows up and they're like, oh, you must be her, you look just like her. They might mean well, but...
See what you're getting at.
But they would like me to rule their planet, so, you know, swings and roundabouts.
She really does look like her, Your Beneficence. All the pictures we have, the sculptures and whatnot.
Yes, Captain. A descendant, perhaps? Who knows? Who cares? What matters is that the people believe it is her. And the timing is impeccable, wouldn't you say?
What do you mean?
The people are restless. There is little to inspire them. The days of superstition are numbered, I feel. But without mystery, there is a void. They need something, someone to believe in. And here she is.
What if she leaves again?
Trust me, Captain. There is no chance of that. Your women located and destroyed their ship, yes?
Of course.
And besides, I have consulted the Chronicle. Our foremothers planned for this in considerable detail. People of Drava, many centuries ago, our foremothers wrote of the divine warrior Ruth, Empress of our world. I stand before you today with glorious tidings. Ruth lives! Our Empress has returned! It's you, Your Majesty. Perhaps you would like to say a few words.
What, now?
Yes, Your Majesty. The people are expecting it.
Right. Okay. People of Drava, I am honored and humbled to stand before you today. I look forward to ruling over you with dignity and grace. I will be a benevolent queen, a just queen, a queen of people's hearts. And furthermore...
Wrap it up, Ruth, you're rambling.
I hope you all have a lovely day. Thank you for coming. Bye.
Wow.
Don't.
That was inspiration.
I said don't.
Oh, Drava, bracelet of the heavens. In your name, I crown this woman, Ruth, Empress Eternal. Empress of Drava!
Oh, what a night! Have you tried this?
What is it?
It's a bit like custard, but it tastes like bacon. Go on, try it.
I'll pass, thanks.
Captain, High Priestess.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
I hope you enjoyed the festivities.
Oh, yeah. It was great. Say, what is this?
That, Your Majesty, is pureed jungle hog.
Jungle hog?
Large creatures. They feast on refuse.
Okay, that's me done.
If Your Majesty is ready to retire.
Oh, what? Are we the last women standing? Or sitting? Or, well, you know what I mean.
Your Majesty has a busy day tomorrow.
Really? Because I was looking forward to a lie-in.
Very droll, Your Majesty, very droll. Tomorrow is when we must begin the search for your consort.
Consort?
A husband, to join you in your destiny.
Right. No one mentioned anything about me getting married.
I didn't think there was any need. The Empress requires a consort. It's a mere formality, really. Nothing for you to concern yourself about. But you'd best get a good night's rest. Captain Varda will show you to your rooms. Good night, Your Majesty, Lady Bernice.
Good night.
Good night.
If you would care to follow me, Your Majesty. Lady Bernice.
Yeah, sure. Consort?
The Royal Chambers, Your Majesty.
Whoa!
That is a lot of gold.
This is your room, Your Majesty. And through here is Lady Bernice's room. It's a bit smaller.
That'll be all, Captain. Thank you.
Of course. Your Majesty, Lady Bernice...
Your Majesty?
Lady Bernice.
Look at it!
I know!
I mean, ordinarily I'd say it's a bit much, but look! That is an actual four-poster bed made of gold! I'm doing it.
What?
This.
No, yeah. Ruth! No, that's actually... No, Ruth, look, that looks really expensive. So, Ruth!
Spot.
Look, I have to show you something.
What?
I'm picking up a trace of ion energy.
Which means...
The Dravins don't have ion technology, not yet. So it means the Golden Bough must be nearby.
Well, where's it coming from?
Somewhere north of the city.
But can a donut-shaped planet have a north and south?
It's complicated. But I wonder...
She's right. Your room is smaller. But I prefer your curtains.
Oh, that must be it.
What?
Oh, see that pyramid? If these readings are correct, the Golden Bough is somewhere inside.
Well, wait a second.
What's wrong?
There's something flying just above that watchtower.
No, I can't see it. Oh, wait. What is that?
It looks like... I mean, it can't be, but... It looks like someone wearing a jetpack.
Don't be ridiculous. The most advanced flying machines on this planet are airships. How can they possibly have something as sophisticated as jetpack? Oh, my. It's coming right for us!
On your feet!
Who?
Me?
Yes, you. Get up!
Who do you think you're talking to? That's the Queen.
I know who she is. She's coming with me.
Well, on your jetpack? I don't think so.
Somehow.
Oh! Benny, she's got a sword. A sword, Benny. She has an actual sword.
Get up!
Okay. I'm up. I'm up.
Who are you?
I am with the Downlands Liberation Army, and I am claiming the Empress in the name of all Downlanders.
Yeah, but you see, that's the thing.
Benny, don't.
There's been a bit of a misunderstanding.
Silence!
Oh, okay. Easy, easy. Now, I didn't want to have to do this, but I'm afraid I can't let you kidnap her.
But Benny, remember what I said about her having a sword?
Yeah? Well, I have this. This is the Wand of Shakakan, a weapon more powerful than you could possibly imagine.
You're bluffing.
Yeah? See those curtains? Now, unless you want me to do the same to your face, I suggest you drop the sword. Go on, scram.
You may have beaten me this time, Uplander, but we shall return. And next time you won't be so lucky!
Oh, that was intense.
Yeah.
The curtains are still on fire.
Oh, yeah. There. Oh, that's better.
Could that thing have caused any serious harm?
Might have given her a nasty blister.
You said there were no Downlanders. You said the other side of the planet was desolate.
I thought it was. We've been observing Drava for 50 years and haven't seen a single sign of life on the dark side. But do you know what this means?
What?
We might be the first outsiders to have discovered a whole new civilization here on Drava.
Well, I'm glad someone can see the bright side of my attempted kidnapping. Oh, now they raise the alarm.
Your Majesty!
Captain!
What happened?
Downlanders. They tried to kidnap Ruth.
But Benny, Lady Bernice, scared her off.
The intruder escaped?
She had a jetpack.
A what?
A jetpack. A pack with a jet.
We'll begin a search of the entire building. There could be more intruders. I'll have a guard posted at your door. Your Majesty?
Thank you, Captain.
We must fortify our borders.
Oh, you mean the impenetrable mountain ranges separating the two sides of this planet?
If the Downlanders have flying machines, those mountains will be no obstacle. We must build fortifications, install cannons on every peak. This city will become a fortress. Her Majesty must be kept away from the crowds at all times.
You're not really selling this to me.
We should reintroduce conscription.
For the army?
The Dravins are a proud warrior race, but centuries of peace have rendered us lazy.
Conflict will put fire in our blood. It brings people together.
Actually, I think it does the exact opposite.
We will make Drava great again.
Okay. Could we maybe dial down the war talk a notch? Have you ever tried, talking to the Downlanders?
Your Majesty, there has been no contact between the uplands and the downlands of Drava in over 3,000 years.
And talks would never work. The Downlanders are a cunning, ruthless bunch.
Well, how can you know that if you haven't seen or heard from them in 3,000 years?
Are tonight's events not evidence enough? Trust me, Your Majesty. The very thought of diplomacy with the Downlands is unthinkable. And to attempt it would be an unpopular move, even for an empress.
Is that a threat?
Oh, no, Lady Bernice. It is a word of advice.
And as your empress, I am advising you to chill out.
Your Majesty, you represent the indomitable spirit of Drava. The people look to you for inspiration.
It'll be hard for me to inspire them if I'm cooped up in this palace.
Perhaps Her Majesty has a point. Perhaps before she ascends to her supreme majesty, she should face her public.
Yes, a demonstration of her divine wisdom.
Wisdom?
Oi.
This I have to see.
Oh, Benny, I'm not sure about this. Last time I was in court, it was because of parking fines, and now I'm the judge.
Oh, you'll be fine. Remember when we were stuck on that asteroid and we binge-watched 5 seasons of Judge Judy? It's exactly like that.
My fellow Dravins, this is a momentous occasion. Today, for the first time in 100 centuries, our Empress Ruth will sit in judgment over the citizens' court. Majesty, may we proceed with the first case?
Yeah?
Una, daughter of Hester, wishes to annul her marriage of 14 cycles to Lothar IV. She says that her husband has stopped taking care of his appearance and rarely performs his husbandly duties. He is also a terrible cook and a slovenly housekeeper. Your Majesty?
What? You want me to... What do you want me to do?
Do you grant the annulment?
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know. That's a big responsibility. Benny?
Don't look at me.
Oh, come on, help me out here.
It seems a bit cruel, ditching him just because he's let himself go.
He's also rubbish at cooking. And he's not delivering with the boom-chicka-bow-wow either.
But still...
And then plenty of women throughout history have been dumped for far less.
Well, that doesn't make it right.
Your Majesty, we have 50 more cases like this, so perhaps we could actually...
Yes, one moment. Should I toss a coin?
In front of several hundred Dravins? I wouldn't. Why not recommend she give her husband a few more months to get his act together?
What difference will a few months make?
Your Majesty...
Yes, okay. Marriage annulled.
Ruth?
What?
Very wise, Your Majesty. Bring forth the next case.
How could you do that?
Excuse me?
That poor man wasn't even allowed to come here and speak for himself.
But I made my decision.
And it was the wrong one.
Benny, please, could we not do this right now? It doesn't look good.
I'm sorry.
We are being watched by several hundred Dravins who believe I am their empress. Appearances matter.
I see.
And you should bow, like the others. And call me Your Majesty.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The second case is that of the cloth merchant Nardar against the clothier Velnor. Your Majesty?
You may proceed.
Lady Bernice?
You know, Zabel, just Bernice is fine. Or Benny.
What are you doing up here?
Just, taking in the view.
And that device?
This. This is the, scrying glass of Grandmaster Flash.
Please, Bernice, I'm not an idiot.
It's a scanner. It detects ion energy.
You're not from Drava, are you?
No.
But Her Majesty, Ruth, that is her name?
Yes.
She's not the Empress, is she?
Probably not. Though it is going to our head a bit. We're just 2 archaeologists who crash-landed on your planet and need to find a way home. You won't tell anyone, will you?
No one listens to me anyway, so it wouldn't make much difference if I did. Is that what you were looking for with your scanner? A way home?
Yes. Somewhere inside that pyramid is a spaceship that could fly us out of here.
Inside the tomb of Nelsor?
If that's what it's called, yes. I need to get inside the tomb and find that ship.
Impossible. Only the High Priestess is allowed inside.
I'm not talking about what's allowed. I just need to get in there. Can you help me?
We can't have this conversation.
Oh, please. If Ruth and I don't get away, and soon, I'm afraid... I'm afraid I'll lose her. So please, if you can help me.
I must go.
Zabel!
I won't tell anyone if that's what you're worried about. Your secret is safe, Bernice.
Oh, a sagacious decision, Your Majesty. I have no doubt the tree was innocent.
Now, if Your Majesty could just sign this order for new watchtowers.
Watchtowers?
Near the Drazigian Pass.
Where?
The Drazigian Pass. Through the mountains of Kasha on the...
No. Where do I sign?
Oh, here. Mm-hmm. And here.
And after we're done in the Great Hall, Her Majesty must pick a gown for the annual anointing of the peasants.
Oh, what's wrong with the one I'm wearing?
It's a little ostentatious for anointing peasants, Your Majesty.
Right, okay. I mean, I didn't ask for this much taffeta, but... what's happening in the Great Hall?
You are choosing a husband, Your Majesty.
Wait, what?
Your consort. The candidates have been assembled from the finest stock.
A veritable bevy of beauties, Your Majesty. If you don't mind my saying so.
Mm. You didn't pick them for their personalities, then?
No!
Personality!
Oh, my word! How funny!
It's very, very amusing, Your Majesty.
Here they are. 10 of the handsomest men in all of Drava.
Wow.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't normally go in for the whole Disney prince thing, but they're all very... pert.
Is there one you find particularly becoming, Your Majesty?
It's like when you go to a restaurant with a massive menu.
Yes, we don't have long, Your Majesty. The peasants are already gathering in the lower courtyard.
Yes. Okay. I suppose it doesn't really matter. That one.
An excellent choice, Your Majesty. You, boy, step forward. What is your name?
Gorath Six, Your Beneficence, of the Seven Valleys.
Excellent. Gorath Six of the Seven Valleys. Her Majesty has chosen you to be her consort.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
You're welcome.
Oh. The rest of you can go. Stewards, have Gorath here fitted for his princely garments. Chop, chop.
Your Majesty, the peasants?
Of course, yes. Bye, Gorath.
Your Majesty.
I am having the weirdest day.
Hmm?
So far, I've pardoned a tree, anointed about 100 peasants, and got engaged.
What?
Yeah, I know. A tree. Apparently, it fell on someone's house, and there's this ancient bylaw whereby if you...
Not that bit. Hmm? You got engaged?
Oh, yeah. They paraded a bunch of men in front of me. I said I liked the look of one of them. Next thing I know, engaged.
But Ruth, we're not staying here.
I know that. But what was I supposed to do? He was standing right there, and I had to choose one of them.
Well, none of this matters. I'm certain the golden bough is inside that pyramid. And once I get to
Benny, we need to be careful.
I am being careful. I've told no one about this. Apart from Zabel.
You told Zabel?
Listen, she may be a bit shy, but she's no idiot. She saw right through us. And I think with a little bit of coercion...
But what if you get caught?
With a little bit of coercion, she'll help me get inside the tomb.
Look, Benny, just let's not be too hasty.
Hasty? You're about to get hitched to someone you only just met.
Yes, and when I'm shacked up with Prince Charming, maybe I'll be in a better position to talk Shakina around into granting you access to the pyramid.
One minute you can't believe I've talked you into this, and now you're perfectly happy to marry a complete stranger. Wait, is he cute?
Oh, so cute.
Ruth!
Well, he is. His skin is amazing, and he smells like almonds and rose petals, but like sexy almonds.
Ruth, we're not staying.
I didn't say we were. I just think maybe we could... enjoy it a little longer. I'm starting to like it here. When I'm peckish, someone brings me a snack. When my feet ache, someone gives me a foot rub. I have chocolate for breakfast.
Ruth, we have to go. We're archaeologists. We have a report to file. We're breaking every rule in the book living like this. We shouldn't even be talking to the Dravins.
This was your idea.
Yes, when I thought they were about to kill us.
Typical.
What is?
Just when things are going my way, you decide we have to leave.
Oh, don't be silly.
Yeah? It's because I'm centre of attention, isn't it?
Of course not.
You've been demoted to sidekick and it's put your nose right out of joint.
Ruth, you're being ridiculous.
What if I want to stay?
Can you even hear yourself right now? There's nothing for us here.
Nothing for you, maybe. Anyway, I have to get ready.
For what?
My courtship.
Gorath and I must become better acquainted before the wedding ceremony, which is tomorrow, by the way.
Gorath?
My betrothed.
Sounds like something from the Lord of the Rings. And you're getting married tomorrow? That's insane!
They do things quickly round here.
Ruth, you can't get married.
Who asked for your approval?
Ruth, please, you're making a very serious mistake.
And what if I'm not? What if this is where I'm meant to be? What if the prophecy is true? You saw the sculpture.
Bas relief.
Whatever. You saw it. What if it's true?
Oh, now you've gone totally doolally.
Get out.
Oh, don't do this, Ruth.
I said get out!
All right. But understand this. Whatever you decide to do, I am getting that ship. And when I have it, I'm leaving Drava. And I won't be able to come back. Even if you change your mind.
Fine.
Please, Ruth.
Do you want me to call the guards?
Oh, very well.
Captain, where are you going?
What's it to you?
I was just curious, that's all.
We're going to the Royal Chambers. Lady Bernice's belongings are being moved to a lower level.
Why?
She has fallen out of favour with Her Majesty.
But they seem such good friends. Does Lady Bernice know about this?
No. Though, if you happen to see her, you might let her know.
Of course, yes. I'll tell her. But if she asks me why...
Tell her it is the Empress's prerogative.
Right.
Now, if you'll excuse us...
Of course.
So, Gorath, what is it you do out there in the Seven Valleys?
Do, Your Majesty?
You know, for fun.
Yes, well, sometimes we pretend that Gorath 5 is really called Gorath 4. He finds it so annoying.
I'm sorry, you're Gorath, aren't you?
I am Gorath 6. Gorath 5 is my brother, and Gorath 4 is my other brother. But he doesn't live with us anymore, since he was sent off to Lake Dravo for breeding.
What? That sounds awful.
Oh, no. Gorath IV's fertility confers great prestige upon our family.
I see.
These gardens are more beautiful than I could ever have imagined. Back home, boys are only allowed to exercise in the paddock.
Like horses?
What is a horse?
Doesn't matter.
I hope I please you, Your Majesty.
Well, I probably wouldn't kick you out of bed for eating crisps.
Pardon?
I mean, you seem really nice.
Not as lovely as you, Your Majesty.
Oh, stop it. I don't know. Well, maybe this could work. And maybe we think too hard about this sort of thing.
Well, what do you mean, Your Majesty?
Marriage. Getting married. Relationships. Life. Maybe randomly throwing two people together is as good a system as any. You seem like a nice person, Gora. Maybe that's all any of us is looking for. Someone nice. Oh, that's Zabel. Wonder where she's off to in such a hurry.
This is ridiculous! My bed is in there!
I'm sorry, Lady Bernice, but the Empress commands it. Your belongings have been moved to your new quarters on the lowest floor.
Oh, I am going mad. I am actually going mad.
Oh, Lady Bernice, I've been looking everywhere for you.
Zabel, will you tell the captain that as lady-in-waiting, the royal chambers are also my chambers?
Yes, right. About that...
What?
It's like she says... You've been moved to a lower floor.
Why?
Her Majesty requested it.
Oh, rubbish! Oh! Ruth! Open up! This is preposterous!
She's not in there, madam.
Why does Ruth want me moved?
You've fallen out of favour.
Oh, good grief. Right. Fine!
fine.
That's why I came here, to tell you. I was hoping I might get to you before you found out. Like this.
No, no, it's fine. I mean, how long have Ruth and I been friends? But stick a crown on her head and marry off to Prince Gormless!
But the thing is, something about this doesn't seem right.
What you're telling me? Oh, she was never this impulsive.
No, I mean, something about the wedding doesn't seem right. There's something Shekinah and Captain Vard are hiding from me. I think it's something in the prophecy.
Something bad?
Could be.
So what can we do about it?
I don't know, but I'm sick of them talking to me like I'm an idiot. I'm sick of everyone treating me like a man. I want to help you.
Oh, you mean
the tomb of Nelsor?
You'll help me get inside?
If I can. But first, we need the key.
And where's that?
Shekinah's study.
Your Majesty.
Captain.
It is almost midnight.
Oh, what happens then? Do I turn into a pumpkin?
No. Ah. You must retire to the royal chambers. It's bad luck for the bride and groom to see one another before the ceremony.
Wow, that one travels. Well, Gorath, this is exciting. And weird, but mostly exciting.
Good night, Your Majesty. May your head rest easily upon your pillow. May thronging bees carry you into the realm of dreams. May...
Yeah. You can go easy on that stuff for starters.
Good night, Your Majesty.
Night-night.
Your Majesty?
Yes, coming.
Sable, hurry up!
I'm trying! The keys must be here somewhere.
Oh, Shekinah could come back at any moment.
And I can't concentrate if you keep talking to me. There! Found them. Wait a second. What's this?
What have you found?
Pages from the Chronicle. Instructions for the wedding of the Empress.
Well, maybe you could read them on the way to the tomb. Time's against us.
Of course.
This is so boring.
It is the night before your wedding, Your Majesty. It's not meant to be interesting.
I wish Benny was here.
I thought you didn't wish to see Lady Bernice, Your Majesty.
Yes, but you must understand. The only people who can really annoy you are the ones you love.
No, I'm not sure I do understand, Your Majesty.
But that's what friendship is all about. Loving someone, flaws and all. And Benny and I... we both said things we didn't mean. And maybe one or two things we did. I should go and speak to her.
I'm afraid that won't be possible, Your Majesty.
What do you mean?
The Empress must remain within her chambers the night before her wedding.
Is that so?
It's tradition, Your Majesty.
That's it. Just a few more feet and you can let go of the rope.
I'm too high.
No, you're not. It's fine. Just remember to bend your knees when you land.
No, it's too far.
Don't be ridiculous. You saw me do it. That's it. That's it. You can let go now.
No, I don't want to.
We haven't got a step ladder. So either you let go or I'll have to leave you dangling there like an abandoned tether ball on a wet Sunday afternoon.
I want to go back.
Sable, it's a 4-foot drop or a 50-foot climb. All right. I'm giving you until the count of three. One.
I can't.
Two.
Please, I just want to go back.
Sorry, but I was losing the will to live.
You snapped the rope. How did you do that?
The Woodland Buddy 3000 sets fire to kindling, curtains, and tough rope. Handy in every situation.
You okay?
I think so.
Good. Then let's go.
This is where we started.
You sure?
Yes. I remember seeing that path.
Path?
Just there.
You mean to say we've just scrambled our way through thorny bushes and spiky trees and muddy ditches and there was a path the whole time? Oh, wait a second. There's a path.
That's what I said.
No. I mean, If there's a path, that means someone has been here recently. And if it leads up to this side of the pyramid, that means the entrance must be nearby. Pass me the key.
Tomb with a proper sliding stone door.
Oh, I've waited my entire career for that to happen. Shall we?
After you.
Oh, I spy with my little eye something beginning with W.
Window.
Yeah, window. Your turn.
If you'll excuse me, Your Majesty, I do not believe it is fitting for a captain to play a children's game. At the very least, it would be undignified for me to describe what I can spy with my little eye.
Oh, you are a barrel of laughs, Varda. Anyone ever tell you that?
It says here that on the morning of their wedding, the Empress and her consort will be taken to a chamber at the palace's highest point. It's been there for centuries, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's fascinating, but I'm all about finding this spaceship right now, so maybe it can wait.
It says the chamber is there for the consummation of the marriage.
Whoa, too much information.
Where the Empress and her consort will be brought together for eternity.
Is that some sort of tantric thing?
Their lives given gladly as a symbol of indomitable drava.
Come again.
Their lives given gladly.
They're going to die?
They shall be sealed inside the wedding chamber, and that chamber shall be filled with cement, preserving the Empress and her consort for all time.
No. They can't do this. We have to go back. We have to warn them.
Bernice, wait for me.
No, it's no good. I need to find Benny.
And as I said, it is strictly forbidden for the Empress to leave her chambers on the night before her wedding.
Captain Varda, if you don't get out of my way within the next 10 seconds, I am going to kick you in the shins. Really hard.
Your Majesty.
1, 2, 3. I swear I will actually kick you in the shins. 4, 5. Well, I'm not kidding. 6, 7. These shoes are like chisels. 8. It'll really, really hurt. 9.
I didn't want to have to do this, Your Majesty, but you've given me no choice.
9.5.
Guards!
What?
Women, restrain Her Majesty.
Yes, Captain. At once, Captain.
Get off me! I'm the blooming queen!
Sorry about this, Your Majesty. I was hoping you might spend your last night a bit more, well, peacefully.
Oh, what do you mean? My last night?
It's the prophecy, Your Majesty. You and your consort, entombed within the Citadel's highest point. A beacon for all of Drava.
No. You can't do this.
Take her to the cells.
Please. I command you to stop.
It says the ceremony begins at dawn.
So how long do we have?
At this time of year, the nights are short. We have perhaps an hour, maybe two. In all the excitement, I've rather lost track of the time, I'm afraid. What's wrong?
This is where we came in.
And?
The door's shut.
Oh, use the key.
Can you see a keyhole?
No.
We're trapped.
But, well, there must be some way out.
This place is vast. We could spend days looking for an exit.
Unless...
What?
No, it's a crazy idea.
Listen, Zabel, we're trapped in an ancient pyramid, and my friend is about to get entombed with some bloke named Gareth.
Gareth.
Whatever. But I'd say it's about crazy o'clock, wouldn't you?
You pay for this.
It's for your own good, Your Majesty.
Your Majesty, you're joining me. Welcome, welcome.
What's he doing here? You said it was bad luck for me to see the groom.
Necessity, Your Majesty.
He's not even chained up.
Why would I be chained up? This is lovely. Much warmer than my pen back in the Seven Valleys.
Did you even try to escape?
Why, no, Your Majesty.
Now, if you'll excuse me, the High Priestess and I have to prepare things for the ceremony.
Oh, great. This is just great.
You're unhappy?
You are not?
This is a great privilege, Your Majesty, to be the consort eternal.
A great privilege? drowning in cement.
Oh, yes.
Gorath?
Yes, Your Majesty?
You're a moron.
Dead end.
Must you say dead?
How about Blind Alley? Wait, what's this? I don't believe it. Another stone door. Honestly, you wait years to see one and two come along in the same tomb. Brilliant.
Yes, but what's behind it?
Steps. It's revealed a flight of... Dark.
It was a trap.
Are you okay?
If I'd have been standing an inch to the left, I'd have lost an ear, but yes, I'm fine.
Good. Well, come on. Let's see what's upstairs. You know, you might find this surprising, but booby-trapped tombs are remarkably rare in my line of work. Films and TV shows can be very misleading.
Look out!
What the hell was that?
Circular blades! See? Embedded in the far wall, and there's the tripwire.
This place is a health and safety nightmare. Best tread carefully.
Agreed.
Honestly, when Benny finds out about this...
Yes, Your Majesty?
She'll... Well... Actually, I don't know what she'll do. There's one of her and hundreds of guards, and our spaceship is knackered. What's happening?
It's time, Your Majesty. The wedding ceremony is about to begin.
Oh, my word. What is that? A spaceship. The Golden Bow. Landed almost 40 years ago. They must have found it abandoned in the forest and brought it here.
Who?
The Dravins, obviously.
History. I thought I knew everything there was to know about Drava. Why didn't I know about this?
Because whoever put it here didn't want anyone to see it.
Look, footprints in the dust.
And wouldn't you know it, they lead straight into the spaceship. Come on. Ooh, a bit musty. What is it?
Look.
Oh, my God, that's... actual human skeleton.
But who is it?
Captain Zed Lopez. Oh, thought as much. He was the pilot.
There's a flashing light on his collar.
Oh, a recorder. Oh, for making the ship's log. And the battery still has a bit of life in it. I wonder. Sorry, Captain. Just need to press this.
This will probably be my final entry. By my estimations, I've been locked inside this pyramid for over a year. I've got a simple visit from my captors. Though I had time enough to repair the ship's engines, I've run out of provisions. Even if I were to escape, I wouldn't survive long enough to re-civilize.
That's horrible.
Why would they do that to him?
Let's wind it back a bit.
I will die in this place. And all because I told the truth. I could have inspired a golden age with our superior technology, but they wouldn't listen.
Well, to be honest, it does sound like you were mansplaining.
All that matters to the high priestess and her politicians is that the people think a common enemy. One they'll never see because they do not exist. The Downlanders.
As far as those in power are concerned, the less the Dravins know of their own world, or the universe, the better. Keep them in the dark, and they'll never question authority. It's the oldest trick in the book.
He's lying.
He isn't. Wasn't. We've been monitoring this planet for 50 years.
Stop it!
When you told us about the Downlanders, I thought we'd made this amazing discovery. Another civilization. But it's true. There is simply... no one there.
This is insane! You can't do this!
People of Drava, we are gathered here this morning to celebrate the marriage of Rus, Empress Eternal, and Goras Six of the Seven Valleys.
Help! Help!
Don't try and fight this, Your Majesty. You'll only make things harder for yourself.
Their union shall be a shining beacon over the uplands. Centuries from now, Dravins will look to the peak of this tower and know therein lies Ruth, Empress of Drava, preserved for all eternity.
Gorath, how can you just stand there and say nothing?
But, Your Majesty, I'm about to become famous.
Oh, for crying out loud!
Your Majesty, please. The people are watching.
Are you certain about this?
Sable, it was your idea.
Yes, and I told you it was a crazy one. I've never even seen anything like this, let alone tried to fly one.
You know, the co-pilot, it'll be fine. Unless I die of food poisoning. That only ever happens in disaster movies. Ready?
I think so.
Shall I do a countdown?
A countdown? What's a countdown?
Please! Someone help us! I don't want to die!
Your Majesty, remain calm or I'll have to gag you.
Please don't do this. Please!
Really, it's not so bad. Once they fill the chamber with cement, we'll suffocate in seconds. Maybe minutes, but probably seconds.
It is not a comforting thought, Gorath.
People of Drava, bear witness to this union of woman and man and to their supreme sacrifice for the unity and well-being of all Drava.
Guards, move them into the chamber.
No! You can't do this!
Your Beneficence, look! The tomb of Nelsor is falling apart.
It can't be.
It blooming is.
The ship! No! Who is riding it?
Sable, Your Beneficence. And Lady Bernice! Guards, open fire!
Yeah, that's the problem with clockwork guns.
This will not stand. We did this for the good of Drava.
Save it for the citizens' court, Your Beneficence.
What will happen to them?
A spell in the dungeons. Huh? Then maybe a low-level job in the civil service.
What?
Well, they didn't actually harm anyone.
They were going to drown me in cement.
Apart from that.
And they locked Zachary Lopez in a pyramid.
Well, that was 40 years ago. It was a different time.
Well, seeing as you're now in charge, I guess it's your call. Oh, one moment. Captain Varda!
Your Majesty. I mean, Ruth.
It was you, wasn't it? With the jetpack.
I was only following orders.
Yeah? Well...
Ow!
I owed you a kick in the shins.
Better?
Much. Sorry, Sable. You were saying?
I was going to say, the transition must be handled carefully. Some traditions will remain, many won't. But there's now a universe out there for us to explore and undreamt technologies at our disposal. You may not have been our Empress, Ruth, but you have given us a future.
Great.
Anyway, we should be going. We have a report to file and probably a few questions to answer. Goodbye, Zabel.
Goodbye, Venice. Goodbye, Your Majesty.
The one with all the time travelling under your belt. What's next for Drava?
Well, let's just say scientific progress and enlightenment aren't always the same thing.
Shame. Hey, you don't think what we did, of finding this ship and opening up the tomb full of space junk, you don't think that's what leads to the next great step in Draven evolution, do you?
Best not dwell on it, Ruth.
But To go from clockwork guns and airships to space travel and
I cloning... I said best not dwell on it. Cuppa?
I'd love one.
Great. Mine's milk, one sugar.
Oi.
Your Majesty.